This is the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous Podcast with iHeartRadio.
Hi guys, it is Ashley. Ben is off today, apparently on some secret project that we won't know more about until later this summer. I will be gone next week, and Ben will be here with a very special guest host. Our very special guest host today is Christina Shulman.
Hey guys.
Christina, I'm actually surprised that you're here with me and not in Bachelor in Paradise.
You won't see me there again, probably.
No? Why is that? Is there love in your life, or are you just done with finding love on TV?
Way to put me on the spot.
I know. That's my job.
Right. Well, I'm just done with the TV show for now.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll see where you are in a year. I'm sure they'd have you back because you were such a significant storyline last year.
I mean, love triangles do that to you.
Yes, I know. All right. So you and I both, we watched the episode three. I liked episode three better than episode two, but a lot of people don't agree with me on that.
No, I absolutely loved it. I think this is the best one yet.
Yes. I mean, we had David falling off the bed. And we had that amazing fight between Jordan and David.
Loved
and
it.
Then the Colton drama with Tia. This was a great episode, but we're going to talk about that in a little bit. First, we have to talk about some Bachelor news. You may know more about this issue than I do, but Danielle Maltby, she has a boyfriend. Who
she still does?
Oh, I don't know. Tell me more. What do you know?
I don't know.
Okay, where is he from? What show is he from?
I think it was Big Brother.
Okay, yeah, he's from Big Brother. And he's apparently like this villainous guy. Like nobody likes him. People have been warning her up and down ever since she started dating him that he's bad news. And then apparently he like cheated on her on TV, like filming a new show.
That's all I've heard. I don't know much about him. I just know he was on Big Brother and I knew they were dating because it was all over social media.
Right.
I'm close with Danielle, but I did not go into like what their relationship is about, mm-hmm. what does she think of all the rumors. So I don't know where she stands on that, but I know I saw something out about him cheating and I messaged her. I was like, I don't know what I'm reading. I don't know if it's true, but I just know I'm here for you. So
it just seems like she's been warned for a couple months about this guy doing something. And maybe Walt was filming the TV show and he kept saying to her, no, that's not the case. It's not the case. But then it apparently did it air. And then.
Well, isn't it airing in July? It just came back and maybe there was, I wish I had more information on this too.
I probably should have done my research on it too. Whoops. Hey, Amy.
Yeah.
Right in the nick of time. You guys, I'm being such a bad host right now.
You're not. Can you? Very exciting phone call, which I'll tell you about later. That's why I'm late. What's going on?
I said I feel bad. I didn't do my research on the Danielle Maltby and the Big Brother dude.
Okay,
And I know Amy does all her research on this.
I did. And the problem is I'm not totally familiar with all the players on Big Brother.
Yeah, see, me too.
So here's what I gather. Danielle she was like in love. They were in love with each other. Great.
Yeah.
It was going great.
But she's been warned the entire time that this guy was bad news.
I didn't know about that.
Okay.
But it seems that he went to maybe some sort of Big Brother event. Maybe he was having some problems with Danielle. And it seems that he canoodled, as they say. I don't know if it was like a hookup or just a flirty thing or whatever with this other girl from Big Brother.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then Danielle was like devastated.
Was it the challenge or was it
the
Big Brother?
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
I think that's what it
was. Okay, that all makes sense. So it was on the celebrity challenge.
So it was the girl from the challenge.
Yeah. So he must have cheated on her. Okay, so he's from Big Brother. And then he cheated on her while filming the challenge celebrity edition.
Or some kind of party or something.
Yeah, or whatever, canoodled. I don't want to say cheated.
Right. I don't really love the word cheated.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's a situation.
And then he has acknowledged it. So the players are Paula Calafiore. And sorry to talk about these people. You know, I feel bad because it's like, I'm sorry you're public figures. It's awful. But you picked it. Seriously, like I don't go on these shows because I would never be able to handle this. I would just like literally never be able to handle it.
Well, I mean, people listen to our show because we talk about people.
Okay, so this says Paula Calafiore goes on Twitter rant about Danielle Maltby.
Ooh.
Cara Maria cheating scandal. I try to be faithful, but I can't. Oh, that's the guy.
I try to be faithful, but what? I can't.
His name's Paulie.
Okay.
Now I
get
it. He seems to struggle. These people are young. They'll be fine.
Okay. So end of that.
A lot of drama. Poor Danielle. She needs to take some time for herself, and I have a good therapist if she needs it. That's really like the best.
She really does deserve better than that, though.
Yeah, totally. She's cool, right? I remember we liked her so much.
Kelly Travis had a baby. We had Kelly Travis on a couple months ago to do a Who the Heck Are You segment.
We did?
Yeah. I know. Amy wrote the rundown. She goes, who? I go, we had her on Who the Heck Are You?
I just found out that Who the Heck Are You, the people,
yeah,
really love it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's great.
Oh, yeah. That's what I was on a call for like the last hour about, like, researching the podcast and what people like, and they like Who the Heck Are You.
Interesting. They like the throwback. So yeah, Kelly Travis, update on our Who the Heck Are You. She delivered her baby.
I'm gonna need that in probably a couple of years with the Heck Are You.
Okay, we'll bring you back.
We have a good Who the Heck Are You today.
Oh, I'm excited to see who. All right, then we have some word on another girl from your season, Corinne Olympios. She thinks this show sucks.
Not interesting.
No, not our show. No, we know that. Not our show. Sorry. The Bachelorette.
The Bachelorette.
Yeah.
Maybe she's just threatened by Jordan.
I
think he's bringing good TV, and that's why I'm really enjoying watching this season.
He is 100% the Corinne in male form.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Jordan, I like Jordan. I don't think he's like shying away from who he is. He's just being straight up. He's telling Becca exactly for who he is. And I don't think he's harming anyone, really, whenever he's making remarks or judgments.
Right.
Don't you agree that that's why he's the Corinne? Because he's, like, ridiculous, but he's not harming anyone?
Yeah.
Did you feel like you were threatened by Corinne, or you were just like, wow, this girl is a lunatic when you were on her season?
Yeah, something like that. Lunatic, I don't know. I was like, as long as she's not affecting my relationship, I don't care.
We do have one of my favorite segments coming up with Ashley.
With me?
Uh-huh. A dramatic recreation.
Oh, yes. I'm so excited about that. It's going to be really good. Yeah, we have a recreation with Jordan coming
Everybody
up.
Everybody needs to stick around for that.
Great. Everybody loves the recreations. We need to do them more often. But there are very few times where there's a monologue on The Bachelor, or the monologue, or like an argument that is worthy of this segment. And this one certainly was. All right. Then next week, we are going to talk about The Proposal, which is NZK, or Mike Fleiss's new show. And we're going to call Ellen Kay the voice of the show.
And I also do have a doctor standing by. Let me see if he's available, because I want to know if falling out of bed is a common injury.
Oh, my God. Okay. So I can talk, but should we jump into the falling out of the bed right now?
Sure. I think okay. So. Let me see if the doctor's available.
All right. Framebridge is my new favorite website for decorating my apartment. As we know, I got a new apartment. Remember, I did the whole ghost check or who died in my house. And I have been decorating with Framebridge. I'm not just saying this because it's not in our podcast. I actually am obsessed with Framebridge. Amy knows. I even texted her. I was like, do we have any info on Framebridge? Because I love them. So let me tell you how this works. It's an amazing new service, and they make it easy and affordable to custom frame your favorite things, from art prints, posters, to photos of from your phone. You can upload a photo from your computer, your phone, or directly from your Instagram feed for them to print. Or if you have a physical item like ticket stubs, art prints, posters, you name it, they'll provide you a secure prepaid packaging so that you can mail it in to them for free. You can preview your item online and frame in any style. You can choose from your favorite or get recommendations from their talented designers to tell you exactly what kind of frame or design will fit your picture the best.
So awesome and so much cheaper. I'm just going to use the word cheaper.
It is
than
so much
getting
cheaper.
Anything framed anywhere else.
Oh, I know.
And it turns out awesome.
It comes beautifully. It is so much cheaper. I got this gigantic picture of my family. It's like 18, maybe like a little more than 18 inches by 10 inches.
Yeah.
And it was less than $100.
No, it's so affordable. So I got a picture of my niece, and then I just bought on eBay. Do you guys remember, you know, Wonder Woman, like the movie?
Yeah.
Like, there used to be a 70s TV show.
Yeah.
So I bought this vintage Wonder Woman poster that I saw in another. I went looking at a house and it was hanging in the bathroom. So I just stole the idea and copied it. I'm just going to send the actual poster. They'll frame it and send it back to me.
Oh, it's so awesome. I have an old NSYNC Rolling Stone poster that I'm putting in my new glam room, and I'm having them frame it.
It's so much more affordable.
It's really great. So anyway, you guys, our listeners will get 15% off their first order at framebridge.com when they use our code ALMOSTFAMOUS. They have thousands of five-star reviews, a happiness guarantee. All you got to do is go to framebridge.com, use the promo code almostfamous, and get 15% off your first order. Framebridge.com, promo code almostfamous.
I have breaking news.
Breaking news.
Whenever I see news break, I like to throw it in here just to get your immediate take on it. According to Us Weekly,
oh God,
Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson are engaged.
Well,
way too fast, people.
They have been together for 6 weeks. 6 weeks.
That seems fast.
And, well, they're going bachelor style, you guys. That is a long time in Bachelor Nation, 6 weeks. he apparently already got a tattoo of her little bunny ears on his neck.
And Why rush to that? I don't get it.
I don't understand because they're both so young, too. There's no need. She doesn't need, she's not a crunch, like a, her body is not running out of time yet.
Anybody want to take the over-under on that? Like, place a bet on whether
so
that's...
So negative, Amy.
So sorry. Yeah, I'm a bitter party of one. I get it. I don't care. Right now, I'm so bitter, but it's working for me.
I think they're cute together. I think they're really cute. I think he's very cute on his own, and she's very cute on her own. But 6 weeks, you guys are nutty. You're just an infatuation right now.
Why don't they look at the track record of The Bachelor and realize it's too quick?
Well, it depends. Have they spent every hour together for the past 6 weeks? Because then in Paradise, if that's Paradise status, then the Paradise couples have done very well.
Only like a couple.
Well, yeah, but of the engaged couples, they've all stayed together.
It comes down to is it's a total crapshoot, 50-50 chance at it, do what you want. I don't care.
You guys are young, young, young. That's why I think there's a lesser chance for them to
make it.
Do
what you want and don't call me when you're boo-hooing and crying because it didn't work out. Like, what do you want me to say?
Well, before we were talking about Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson, we were about to talk about David. Guys, I met David before he even stepped out of the limo when I did interviews for Access, and I thought this guy was totally cool. I wanted to hang out with him. He was a nice, warm conversationalist. Now he is such a nerd bomber. Holy...
A nerd bomber,
which I was going to say loser, but I don't want to call him a loser. He's just like...
Wait, I like him. Why do you think that?
He's such a geek. What?
I'm not a fan.
I like
of
geeks
David.
Too, but like David, you're liking David. Are you playing devil's advocate for me right now?
Of course, but I don't like. I don't know. I don't care.
Oh my gosh,
he comes off childish a little bit.
The way that he argues with Jordan is insane. Because I'm like, babe. I don't know why I just called him babe. I'm so used to calling Jared babe that I'm calling my sister babe, and now I'm calling David babe. So David is taking Jordan so seriously. Everybody should be looking at Jordan and like laughing and getting entertainment by him, but he is taking him so seriously, and he's making himself look ridiculous along the way. Don't
Wait,
you agree?
You think, who's crazier, the chicken or the model?
Who's crazier, the chicken or the model, Christina?
I think the chicken is crazier because I think at this point he's like just poking Jordan and he knows exactly what buttons to push. I feel like it's like in high school, click and you do everything to like.
Do you think Jordan's self-aware? Like, do you think he knows every move he's making and everything that's coming out of his mouth is funny? Or do you think it's like a little bit 50-50? Like he's hamming up his regular self?
Oh, I think Jordan's being like himself. It's
just you don't think he's being a ham?
Himself. Oh, I mean, with Jordan, let me get this together. I just think Jordan is aware because I think as a model, you kind of have to know like yourself a little bit and what you can bring to the like table type thing. But he's like full of himself, self-centered. And when he gets attacked by other guys or whatnot, he just fights back. He becomes defensive. It's not...
You're basically saying he's like, he's not like Derek Zoolander. He's like, oh my God.
He's like, I know.
Luke Wilson?
Yeah, no, Owen Wilson. It's Owen Wilson's character. Hansel. Yes. Thank you. Hansel's so hot right now. He's like a Hansel to me.
I'm just trying to like put together. Jordan's like, I know who I am. I know what I have to offer. And honestly, I find him more focused on like obviously himself, but then I would say Becca, because he comes to her and he says like, oh, I'm a wild one and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And
I'm a golden retriever. Oh, I'm a golden retriever.
that was so good.
Okay. And also the fact that he had nail polish on for like 3 days straight and in mine, and he would talk with his hands and you can see the red. I was like,
the producers must have been dying at that, because one, he probably didn't realize how much his hands would get on camera. And he's like, oh, it's no big deal. I'm in a house full of men. We don't have nail polish remover. But it just really, it was like a small little nuance that really added to the episode.
I did notice it myself.
Yeah. I will never get over, though, his like opening line of like a heartbeat. The tapping of his shoes was the heartbeat of a gentleman.
Oh my God. That's why. I mean,
great.
So, these are the one-liners.
You think the chicken, AKA, what's his name, David?
Yeah.
Is a nerd bomber.
Oh, yeah.
Because of the bed fall or because of the fights?
Because of everything.
Because
the way he's taking everything so seriously. Like, dude, do you realize that you're starting an argument with a guy who literally was talking about his footprints being the heartbeat of a gentleman? Like, and then he showed up to a cocktail party naked. Like, you think, not naked, but like in underwear. You're like, if this guy is so ridiculous and is so seeking attention that he stripped down to his underwear at a cocktail party, you probably shouldn't be wasting your breath on him.
Right.
I can really talk about it.
Do you realize how, I think it was like really cold that night too.
Oh, I'm sure it was.
And he was like almost naked.
Yeah.
I mean, props for that too. I'm like, no way. I mean.
He's perfect because he's not a villain. He's just the guy that makes you laugh, the ridiculous one. There's a difference between a villain and a ridiculous one. Like Ashley Salter on my season, she was a nut, but she wasn't a villain.
Oh, the short hair.
What did she do?
That's Kelsey. She was an actual villain.
What did she do that was crazy, just to refresh my memory?
Ashley Salter?
Yeah.
Well, she talked to birds during Paradise, and then when there was the zombie hunting date where she like thought that she was in the Mesa Verde.
Oh yeah.
Is that the Annie?
I kind of remember.
What?
I'm just trying to place which girl that is.
You know, blonde hair. Onion. Oh, yeah. Okay. Is that a pomegranate? No, it's an onion.
Oh, or
is
but who's the layers? Spivey? I think Ashley Spivey.
Ashley Spivey is the one who keeps breaking news.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
You are welcome. Then David also gets on Jordan for talking about his 4,000 Tinder matches. I mean, that is a lot of matches, but this guy is probably swipe right is when you like somebody, right? Right? Yeah. So he's probably swiping right on everyone just as a game to see how many matches he can get.
Let's think about this real quick. There's 365 days in the year.
Yeah.
And he has 4,000 matches.
Holy moly. Like, yeah, right.
If he swiped just like once every day, but how many times he would
he's swiping like 100 times a day.
No, because once a day would be 365, and he's 4,000. So that's 369, 3 times 4 is 12.
365?
About 15 people a day. Did I get that?
Oh, that's not that bad.
Yeah.
I think that's almost average. But I think the whole thing is him being conceited of the fact that like every girl matches with him back. It's like, you guys, you're going to start an argument over this? It's so ridiculous. But you know what's even funnier? And it was everything worked out in the producer's favor this week. Like, they were like, I cannot believe this is happening. We cannot believe this is so good. Because of all the men in that house that can fall off the bunk bed, it was David after that fight. It was so, I don't know how that happened. And yes, they probably need guardrails because, Christina, were you on the top of that bunk?
I was definitely on the top bunk.
I was on the top bunk and they're high.
Yep.
And all the floors are tile. It would be a hard ass fall.
Do we know if he fell from the top?
Yeah.
Oh.
He fell from the top.
I loved that they even put in Jordan, like, what is it? Putting up the guard child.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Barrier. I was like, wow, this is just like rubbing salt in the wound.
Oh, just because Ben's not here to keep us on track, can you do a commercial and then we got to take the who the heck are you?
Yeah. We will continue to talk about the fall off the bed after we talk about something that could have maybe helped David. I don't know if they could have, but they help me and they help Ben every day. They are Hubble contacts. If you are tired of overpaying for uncomfortable contact lenses or you're overwearing them to save money, we have got something for you to try. Hubble contacts. If I told you that you can get a fresh pair of lenses for every single day for less. That is 60 contacts for $33. You do the math. That is $1 a day. This is way more affordable than any other brand. You go to HubbleContacts.com and you get your first 2 weeks for free. They are quality daily lenses for a better price. Contacts are expensive because there are four companies that control 97% of the market until now. Hubble sells directly to you. They cut out the middleman so that they can offer you contacts at half the price. They can send you to an optometrist if you need a prescription. And getting contacts has never been more convenient and affordable. So go to HubbleContacts.com to get your first 2 weeks for free. That is 15 pairs of lenses for free. So if you wear contacts, you know that this is such a deal and something that you would just be, you'd be so stupid not to try. 15 pairs of lenses for free. HubbleContacts.com. See the difference and make sure that you select our show, Almost Famous, at checkout for your discount. That is HubbleContacts.com. All right, guys, we have one of my favorites on the line. Somebody who really inspired me to sign up for the show. She was like kind of my idol going into it, especially when it came to just all her beauty and all her clothing out, like
perfect eyebrows.
Her perfect eyebrows. Just the fact that everything was always on point and she had a different look all the time. She was always experimenting with her beauty on the show. There was so much variety. And here she is. Michelle Money is on the line.
Oh my gosh.
Michelle, hi. But seriously, you know that I mean everything that I just said.
Oh,
like, you really
so sweet.
Were a fashion and beauty icon to me going into the show. I was like, I need to be like Michelle Money,
like
all these different necklaces that match and just to have a different look every day. And now you're doing a lot of good with all your beauty tips. Can you tell us what you're up to?
Yeah, first of all, I'm so like happy for you.
Ah, thank you.
Are you sick of talking about it now, or are you just like, do you love it? I mean, like, I think the world is all so happy about you and Jared. It's like
every week.
Are you sick of it?
No, I'm definitely not sick of it. Every week I'm more and more blown away about people because it's so interesting how over the course of like my bachelor experience, people will come up to me and be like, first it was like, oh my God, I love you from the show. And now over the past like year, it's like, oh my gosh, I love your podcast. I'm like, oh my God, that's so cool. And now people are coming up to me and be like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited about you and Jared. I'm so happy for you. And it's so nice. It's so nice.
Oh, we just all wanted you guys to be together. So it's like, we're all just finding closure and happiness in
thank
your joy.
Thank you.
And Christina, I'm so happy to meet you over the
nice
over
to meet
the phone.
You.
I know, so fun. Well, yeah. So, like a few years ago, I like decided to start a makeup course online because I'm a licensed hairstylist, makeup artist, and I just love beauty. I love makeup. I love hair. I love the confidence that it gives you when you like know how to do it and you can actually help other people do it too. And so I wanted to teach that to women. And so a few years ago, I'm like, I want to start a makeup course. So I did. And in doing so, I started kind of finding out that the women that were taking my course were really kind of struggling with their own self-worth and their own like insecurities that we all as women have. But it became really clear to me that what these women needed really wasn't like external makeup stuff. It was like the inner beauty, the inner self-love, the inner confidence. And so I kind of like sat and thought to myself, like, okay, how did I overcome a lot of like my trials to get to this place where I do feel like confident and secure and I feel kind of more whole in my life. And I put together what I now call the money method. It's based off of my last name. And it's these five principles that I'll share with you. The M stands for mind your own business. The O stands for own your truth. The N stands for now is where your power is. The E is every single thought matters. And the Y is you choose happiness. And these kind of like principles I learned along the journey of life. And a lot of these came from my experience of being on The Bachelor and kind of having to deal with, you know, all these people judging you and, you know, assuming that you're one person that you're not and trying to kind of like work through that all internally. And so this method has really been like really impactful. It's crazy. It's really like really helped a lot of women. And so I decided to turn it into a course that's like makeup, both makeup and the money method. So it's both external and internal beauty. And it's been so impactful to thousands of women that have like really, really learned to both master like their makeup look, which I think brings a ton of confidence.
Totally.
And then also like applying these things like to your personal life and kind of like removing all the external crap that we've kind of like attained through life. It's all just BS. And getting to the core of who we are, and the core of who we are is love. You know, who we are underneath all of that is just, we are unconditional love. And when you can unlearn all the crap that you've believed that's not true about yourself, you get to this beautiful, authentic place of just like, we are all deserving of love. We are all empowered, beautiful, amazing women without any external stuff added to it. And so it's just been this really incredible process of helping women feel empowered and beautiful on the inside out. So that is now what I turn into these online courses, and it's called the Master Your Money Look course. And yeah, so it's like this incredible community of women who have all taken the course and are like just so amazing and wonderful. And yeah, that's kind of what I've been doing.
It's all connected. If you
that's what she was talking
better,
about. Yeah.
You feel better. If you self-esteem. Think better, you feel better. Yeah. If you feel better, you do better. Like it's all just completely connected.
How do they sign up for your class? And is it like a course where you get like on something like a Skype or a FaceTime and then you talk to multiple women at the same time? Or is it more like one-on-one sessions?
So through the private Facebook group, that's where I go live and I talk about this stuff in depth. But the course is all done online. It's all automated, and it's you can get the course on michellemoney.com/courses, and it's done through Teachable. So you can go through. They're all automated courses that you can watch at your own pace. You get lifetime access to them, and then you also get to become part of the Money Talks community, which is where I do a lot of my teaching through Facebook Live. And I go, you know, we do meetups. We're going to Nashville this weekend. Like 30 of us are all going to Nashville for a Money Talks meetup. And so, yeah, it's all just, you can like download it right this second. In fact, we put together a code for you guys, for your follower, your listeners.
Yay. Thank you.
$10 off. Yes, of course. $10 off if you use the code Almost Famous. So enter that when you check out. Yeah.
How do you sign up? Where do they go?
On my website, michellemoney.com.
Okay. Michellemoney.com. Use the code AlmostFamous for $10 off.
Yeah. I love it. You guys are both into makeup. And I mean, it's just such a fun industry. What foundation do you guys like right now? I always like to know what foundation people wear.
Do you know what's so funny? I have been using Maybelline for years.
You have been using Maybelline for years.
Yeah. So,
so you're still using it.
Yeah. I like Maybelline's Dream Smooth Mousse, which they discontinued. And I have been getting online on Amazon and eBay for a while. But then I also love their new 24-hour stay longwear. It is.
Ooh, that's a good one.
It's debatably better than the Dream Smooth Mousse, and it only came out like 6 months ago, so I've been using it for like the past 6 months. But I love to use Becca's skin perfecting lotion. I don't know, it's not a lotion, but it's like a cream based thing, and it's bronzy, so it's perfect for the summer. I put that on first. It really does smooth out like any redness, and then I cover it a little bit with foundation because I don't need as much.
I love it. What do you use, Christina?
I actually use Laura Mercier. I mean, I use the, primer and all of that. Tinted moisturizer is great, too.
This couldn't be more fascinating. Can we talk about the episode?
Oh, wait, Michelle. So Michelle, did you watch the episode?
Oh, did I ever, girlfriend.
Oh, good. Oh, well, I didn't know that. So, yeah, we're talking about foundation because I didn't think that you saw David fall off the bed.
Sorry. Can you handle that? I mean, it was just a matter of time before someone fell off the damn bunk bed.
That's what these girls said too. Yeah. What's going on with these beds, guys?
They are dangerous. They should definitely have guardrails.
They should have done that a long time ago.
Yeah, but how gleeful. I don't want to say that the producers were gleeful that David fell off the bed, but if anybody were to fall off the bed, they were probably pretty happy it was David.
Of all people.
Poor guy,
of all people.
Well, and then they leave us hanging with, like, I'm dying to see what happened to his face.
I know.
Yeah, exactly.
They said there's blood all over the place. Mm-hmm. Now, they were probably pretty dramatic about, you know, the carrying him out into the ambulance on, like, a board. But he probably just broke his nose. That's probably what happened. And then there was blood from his nose.
Right. Did you?
I was like, he couldn't walk?
Because having never lived there.
Yeah.
Falling out of bed was not the first thing that I thought caused it. Did you all think, oh, I bet he fell out of the bed?
Oh, yeah, I did, actually.
No, I didn't. I was like, what in the world could have happened? And then it was like, I was piecing it together. I'm like, oh, that, he fell off the bunk bed. And of course, that's what, like, they're dangerous.
But then again, what are the chances? It's been, what, how many seasons somebody actually fell off the bunk bed?
I know.
I mean, we've all made through it.
I have a hard time thinking that was the first time that happened. It might have just been the first, like, so really dramatic time.
Out of the top bunk onto the stone floor.
Yeah, and they're really hard. It's really hard floor, and they're really high bunks.
Okay,
I know.
You, David. I'm so sorry.
Hard. I mean, it was just really traumatic.
Is that giving you guys the, like, willies? It's giving me the ugh.
Kind of, but Michelle, to answer your question, yeah, when I heard that it happened overnight, I was like, he fell out of the bed. And then the way that Chris Harrison had to go tell Becca and deliver it in the most dramatic fashion was the best TV I've seen in a long time. It made me gleeful. It made me gleeful.
I like that. Becca's first question was, who did this?
Who
not
did
like
this?
What happened.
I know.
Like, who did this?
I know. Right, I thought maybe there was a fight or maybe a pool injury, like on the bricks by the pool.
So the pool, I'm surprised that nothing dramatic has happened in the past with the pool, because I can see that part where you jump off, like if you get up on the higher side of the pool and guys can, like, the guys will dive even though it's not deep enough for that.
Was I the only one who actually felt super sad when that football player left?
Oh, my gosh.
I actually got a little bit of one tear.
Oh, he was so darling. I know. He's so cute.
You guys, I don't get that. Can I be? He makes me feel awkward. No, Clay doesn't. He makes me feel awkward to watch.
Clay, that's right.
Oh, I thought it was so sweet that he was like, I want to stay, but this is my career. And, like, a football injury, that's a big deal that dude broke his wrist and he's a football player.
But another thing that
the
producers must have been like, wait a second, of all people to get injured during this football game, the NFL player does?
I know.
Oh,
and what would you guys have done? I think he really didn't have another choice. He had to leave.
Well,
I don't either.
I don't know if he got picked up. You guys, can we find that answer somewhere? I guess it's a little earlier in the season. It is June, so he could still get picked up for quite some time.
Or he could be on the practice squad and still make money. Who knows?
He can't be on the practice squad at the age that he is right now. And the fact that he's been on rosters.
Could.
I think there's a rule that you can only be on a practice squad for a certain number of years.
Mark, can you Google that? Because I'm going to call flag on the play. I don't know.
Well, Amy's brother also works in the NFL, so you may actually.
Right. Like, but you can be in the NFL for a long time.
You could be on the practice squad for, like, up until you're 30.
I don't think there's a rule. I don't know.
I'm checking now. I don't think there's a rule.
Okay.
It's almost like the minor leagues in baseball. There's
okay.
No
right.
So, like, since he left, did they ever, I mean.
Did they add a Rose back?
Well, that is my question.
Yeah,
also,
they do add a Rose back.
Can he come back?
Well, that was my question. I was like, why can't you just get the surgery and then return? Because
well,
there have been so
weeks.
Many instances like that.
Could be weeks.
I just want to see his face. The next week.
Yeah, we'll find out in a week, unfortunately. I also want to say that I think Clay is sweet, but, like, there was never any, like, chemistry there. Like, that was never going to happen. And I think the only reason that Clay was like, I'm going to go, because I think he knew that that's not his wife, and she knew that that wasn't his wife. And if this was, like, a Garrett or a Blake sort of thing, then she probably would have begged him to stay.
I'm going to say something that has been on my mind, and I'm just going to have the guts to say it.
Mm-hmm.
Becca does not have a type. She is open to everyone.
She definitely is. Yeah.
She really is.
That makes it interesting this season in particular. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, like.
She's got a good variety, too.
Yeah.
She does have a good variety. You know?
What do you guys think of that Richard Marks date guy?
I love Richard Marks.
Okay, we are all obsessed with Richard Marks.
I know,
me
I loved it.
And Amy. Lauren, no. Me and Amy.
I'm way more into Richard Marks than the guy that was on that date.
Are you guys, this is such a girl talk podcast. Like, Ben's not here and there's no structure. We're just like, I love Richard Marks! Amy and I were in the car once, and, like, we've always bonded over, like, contemporary, like, soft rock.
So much.
We love soft rock. But one time I was like, do you love Richard Marks? And she was like, I love Richard Marks more than you can know. And I was like,
Remember a couple weeks ago, I went to the Richard Marx concert and you were in New York, so you couldn't go?
Oh my goodness, you did go. I forgot to ask you how it was.
I literally was like, who else is going to possibly go with me other than you? And you know who else wanted to go, but he was filming this show, was Chris Harrison. Chris Harrison was like, that sounds like an amazing night. Can you imagine you, me, and Chris at Richard Marx? And it was amazing. It was so amazing. It was just Richard Marx. So Richard Marx and a guitar or a piano. And he like talks to the audience. He's super hilarious.
Yes, I got to experience that too. Me and my boyfriend went to one of his like concerts over at Pepperdine because my boyfriend's daughter was at Pepperdine. He did a small concert there. And I swear to you, I felt like we were best friends. I felt like I knew him. I felt like he puts a great concert together.
Oh my God.
So good.
He is one of the most talented musicians that we've ever had. Between his songwriting and his voice is so buttery. It's probably the one voice I can listen to every day for the rest of my life and never get tired of it.
I often think I do listen to him in some way every day.
If somebody said, what do angels sound like? I'd say Richard Marx.
And here's the thing. I'm getting off topic, but I absolutely think that Daisy Fuentes and Richard Marx are
the
completely
hottest couple.
In love. Like, they are so in love, it makes me vomit.
Yeah, they're so cute.
They're so darling.
Oh, my goodness.
I actually really, I really liked Chris. I really thought that date was a really fun date.
Wait, I want to try something weird that may or may not work. But Michelle, I just got a doctor that's going to give us information if falling out of bed is a common injury.
No.
So Ashley needs to do a commercial. Okay. Michelle, you hold. We're going to get the doctor
I'm holding.
And we're going to find out if this is common.
Before we go any further on this, I need to ask you, Christina.
Okay.
Do you use ThredUp or any sort of thrift store?
Oh, yes.
I use ThredUp.
I actually ordered a couple of things just recently.
Tell me what you got.
Quite a few shirts. I don't have enough of those. I probably have like 20 pairs of jeans, but no shirts to go with it.
Oh, wow. That's usually the opposite.
Yeah, not in my case.
I got all these jeans from ThredUp. We love ThredUp because it's the largest online resale store where you can find all your favorite brands like Lucky, BCBG.
Free People.
Joie. At up to 90% off their estimated retail. Oh, they also have Lululemon, Madewell, Gap, North Face, all these good brands. So go to ThredUp.com/AlmostFamous today and you'll get an extra 25% off your order. ThredUp has a huge selection and makes it super easy to shop. They also have all these filters so you can figure out your size, your style, your favorite brands. You can find exactly what you want. And all the Bachelor girls shop there, so you know that they have cute stuff.
Dean got me, sorry to mention Dean, but Dean got me a Coach sweater. Dean got me a Coach sweater and I wear it all the time.
Aw, how sweet of Dean.
Really sweet. I mean, I picked it out.
Every item on their site goes through a 12-point inspection process, so you know it's high quality. And the items, some of them have still their tags on them. They're just like actually brand new. Oh, Christina is scrolling through right now.
My items I just ordered.
Their selection is always changing. They add thousands of items every hour. So you're always on their site checking up what's new. If you want a good deal, go to ThredUp.com. We're giving you an extra 25% off your first order when you go to ThredUp.com/AlmostFamous. That is ThredUp.com/AlmostFamous for an extra 25% off already super low prices. Again, ThredUp.com/AlmostFamous for an extra 25% off today for all the clothes that the Bachelorettes wear.
I love it, honestly. I'm looking at the $50 pair of shorts that I got for $15, people.
I know. I got some really expensive, like, Citizens of Humanity or, like, Hudson jeans for really cheap.
Okay, let's talk to the doctor.
All
I'm
right.
so curious.
Dr. Smith.
You.
Thank you and welcome to the Almost Famous podcast. What kind of doctor are you?
What's being trauma?
Trauma?
He's an orthopedic surgeon.
Oh, you're an orthopedic surgeon, so you see broken bones all the time. How many injuries do you see from people falling off beds?
Little kids.
Little kids.
Oh, David.
Poor David.
Yeah, they'll fall out the bed and they break their elbows, typically.
Is it often?
Sometimes they get a broken leg.
Is it often from bunk beds?
It can be, but any bed, you know, monkeys jumping on the bed, they'll get some altitude. Big Brother will give them a boost, and that's all it takes.
So this guy was sleeping in a bunk bed, an adult, and fell off from the top bunk onto a stone floor. And we don't know yet what his injuries are. What would your best guess be?
Oh, you could get anything with that. That sounds terrible.
It said that it was. They said that it was really bloody. Like it could have fractured his skull, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Typically, you know, something that fall from that height being really bloody, he probably cut something around his face or his scalp. You know, your scalp will bleed like stink. Your nose will bleed like stink. The head and neck has such good perfusion. You just get a little cut up there, and you know it's a lot of blood without much damage.
Okay.
But an adult, you probably wouldn't do anything like breaking arms or legs or anything like that.
Oh, interesting.
But I guess I question why they fell out of the bunk.
Well, so whenever I'm scared of sleeping on a bunk bed, people go, hey, do you ever fall out of your bed that's like, you know, 2 feet off the floor? And I'm like, no. So you're right. Just like my body knows in the middle of the night not to roll over. There's just something built in us that knows that.
I'm wondering if he was still asleep.
But then you can do things to your body that would impair your ability to avoid falling out of bed.
Right, like he was drunk.
Was he drinking? Yeah.
That's what I was.
Right, right. And then you've got people who've got, like, parasomnias. You know, they're sleepwalkers or they have narcolepsy. And, you know, their boundary between being asleep and awake is kind of fuzzy. And those folks will get out of bed and think they're in one place at one time. And, you know, if this is a guy who does that kind of thing and all of a sudden he decides, you know, his mind is now active, but he's not in a wakeful state, he might try to, you know, roll right out of bed and wouldn't even have
to
have substances. Yeah.
So when I was on The Bachelor, I went to sleep and woke up with a black eye.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yes.
I still, to this day... I'm like, how in the literal, how did that happen? Like, how did that happen?
Yeah, I think it's possible. I mean, I think you could. I mean, that's what I'm talking about. And these parasomnia kinds of things, you can absolutely do stuff to yourself. But that's kind of weird. I don't think I've ever heard of somebody punching themselves.
You know,
there are cases of people committing murder, and they get off based on that.
Wow.
Parasomnia.
Oh, God.
I'm pretty sure that happened.
Could she have hit something? Could she have hit something on the bed and not known it?
I guess, I mean, to be completely frank, was there any kind of other substance involved that could have altered your ability?
She was drinking.
The correct answer is yes.
Yeah. I mean, that's always the most likely explanation.
But it's still like, I don't know how drunk I was. I remember everything I did the night before. It wasn't like I blacked out.
And you can't remember how drunk you were. You're really drunk.
Well, no, I remember everything about that night. I remember doing a play-by-play. I went, this is what it is, and then I went to bed.
I have a question. I have a question on that, because I consider myself somewhat of a doctor. Could she have injured herself earlier in the day and the black did not come out till the following morning?
Ooh.
Good point.
There was something that happened during the day?
I don't know. We're asking you. You're the doctor.
Yeah. So that the darkness actually does evolve over time. You know, if you've ever seen a bruise on your body, you know, it starts off as typically something that's sort of purplish red, but then it will actually evolve through different stages to something that's actually green and then yellow and then brown.
Hard enough to feel for something to cause a black eye, you would think that you would have hit yourself hard enough to know oh, that's going to leave a mark.
Actually, Michelle? I've done this before. I dropped a frame, a really heavy frame, on my foot, and then 8 hours later, I woke up at 3:30 in the morning with a throbbing foot. I called my dad, who's a doctor, and I'm like, "Dad, I think I have a blood clot," and he seriously was about to send me over to Cedars.
Really?
But then I remembered 20 minutes later that I had dropped a frame earlier in the day, but I didn't remember initially.
Haven't you ever seen a bruise on your leg and you're like, how'd I get that?
That's true.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it doesn't take much force to break one of the little, tiny, superficial cutaneous veins and just get a blood collection without much trauma. Maybe that's what happened to you.
Yeah.
Aggressive nose picking will do that too.
Are you serious?
What?
That's super cool.
Wait, tell us more about that.
I had to say, use a tissue. I don't know.
Oh, ew.
Dr. Smith, thank you for coming on and giving your expert opinion on this matter. We really appreciate it.
Very welcome.
Yes,
have
you.
A lovely day.
Bye.
Thank you.
I love what we call doctors for on this podcast. We one time called my dad to see if not using soap was real detriment to your health.
And I'm almost a doctor. I feel like I literally think I solved that almost as well as the actual doctor.
Well, Amy, I will say that something, yeah, you're right. With Michelle, in Michelle's case, Michelle, I'm sure something happened during the day that you don't remember.
Because she could have just bumped into something and you're like, ow, and then you went to bed and then all of a sudden you woke up.
I don't know. It's still bizarre to me, right? Because you would think like, oh yeah, I hit that thing or I ran into that wall, or you would recall that. Like, it's not like I was walking around drunk all day. Like, I was
no, but maybe
there.
like I've gotten hit a little bit before, where and then you forget about it. It just depends. Maybe mm-hmm. It just hit you in that exact right way.
Who maybe knows? You were drunk and it didn't hurt as bad as it should have.
Who knows?
All right. Well, we have more episode to talk about. We have to go beyond the bed talk. We have to go beyond it.
Good question about that.
Yeah. Oh, there's more.
Do you think they'll give him like a lower bed now instead of the top bunk?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, depends. If for good TV, they're going to continue giving them the top bunk.
I mean, yeah, they did.
We got to talk about Colton. You guys, I think he got away with this very easily. They made it seem like we were supposed to watch this. We were supposed to watch Becca and Tia talk, Becca and Colton talk, and then see Tia and Colton in the same room together. And then we're going to be like, you know what? You're right. Everything's fine. No relationship. He's moving on. We're all moving on and everybody's happy. And then Becca goes and gives Colton the rose. And I'm so confused. Am I the only one that is so confused?
Felt like I missed something.
Yeah.
Exactly. I feel like there's a whole story none of us are getting.
They're hiding something from us that went down that day.
Or are they just saying it was all boring because Tia was like, I don't care. It's fine. I only kissed him once. And he's like, I'm not here for her. I'm here for you. And then it was just like boring, boring. And then she's like, I like him because I do think he's pretty cute.
He's so cute. And the only reason he's getting away with this so easily is because he's so cute. If this was one of the random guys, one of the random guys whose names I can't even come up with at the top of my head because they're so random, there's no reason, there's no way that he'd be sticking around.
He also dated the gymnast, Allie Racine.
Yeah, he did. Right. Yeah.
So maybe he just likes to date celebrities.
Yeah, he probably does. Which, whatever. I don't find any problem with that.
Maybe you just want there to be more there than is actually there. Like, maybe it really was just as simple as that. You know what I mean?
Like, let's put it this way. I wouldn't turn down Chris Pratt. I'm not going to call Anna Faris and be like, I met you one time. Do you care if I date Chris Pratt? Do you know what I mean?
Oh, that's funny. I feel like Tia is probably really irritated, though, because Colton is so cute.
She was too cool for it to be like, oh, yeah, he can be here.
Yeah.
As girl code type thing, even if Tia and Colton didn't have that much of a relationship, as a girl, I'd be like, you know what? I don't want, you're a man type thing.
You know,
it's just
really. You and me both would be like, I'd like you not to date him, please.
Yeah. And I would be like, you two be cray. You don't even know him.
I felt like Tia had a little bit of like a grin on her face that was kind of like when she saw him, you know, she gave him a little wave.
Yeah.
Like there's like a story there. Like
there totally is.
There's something
we know the story. They met, they kissed one time, they probably texted. Like, here's the thing, you guys. If you guys play all those rules, you're wonderful people and you'll never like get what you want.
I think I read something about
Tia. But if you played girl code, like you maybe wouldn't have. Because one time somewhere, someone you knew kissed Jared.
Yeah, I got really mad. Everything was televised.
You don't think there was something more between Colton and Tia?
I think there was a lot between Colton and Tia. I think they're even downplaying it. I think they talked for a long time. I think that they made an effort to fly to each other somewhere. And I think
talking before her season was airing. So in January, early January. It didn't start filming till March. That's a bit of time.
I bet you they
find out literally a couple days before if you've been selected or not.
Yeah, like, do you think they really cut off conversation when he found out he was going on the show?
No.
No. And plus, it wasn't decided until March that she wasn't the Bachelorette, so I bet you they talked all the way until Becca was announced.
In the grand scheme of things, that's like 2 months, you guys. Like, that's not enough for Becca to never date him.
Think about how emotionally attached we three get in 2 months.
Well, this is the deal. When you're going on a show like this, like, you can't, I don't know, I don't think that you can hide stuff like that. Like, people would have seen them out. Like, you know, you worry about, like, conversations, like, getting screenshotted and proving, like, see, we were still talking. Like, I don't know.
I mean, they had to be careful.
There was too much more going on.
I don't,
really
I think they actually only hung out in person one time, but I think they probably FaceTimed
That's
a
what
lot.
I'm saying. Oh, you guys with the FaceTime, by the way. It's so weird.
I think they're telling the truth. I just think that, I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's fine. It's like, let's move on from it and see what happens.
You know what Tia is definitely thinking in this moment? She's like, the odds of her ending up with him in the end are low, and the odds of him ending up in paradise with me are high. So let's just play the game.
It's going to work out. It's going
That's
to work out.
Absolute
yeah.
truth.
Yeah. Okay. Now let's go back to talking about, I know we were distracted by Richard Marks, but let's talk about the one-on-one date with Chris and not talk about Richard. So Chris, I didn't like the first episode because he was the Mr. Right Reasons guy, the one that forced the other guy, Chase, into telling the history about the text and the old girlfriend. And I was like, come on, dude. Why are we playing Wrong Reasons Police already? He, by the way, looks like Danny Wood from New Kids on the Block. And
you're right.
Doesn't he? Yeah. On this day, I thought Chris was so lovely, so adorable.
Well, and him opening up about, you know, this letter he sent to his dad and not getting a response, like, that broke my heart.
That was so sad. So sad.
So sad.
I think he might be.
And cool of him to be so vulnerable about it, right? Like, to open up and talk about it. And like, you're sitting there going, like, you know, his dad's watching this and going, like, well, I'm an a-hole.
Oh, totally. You think his dad's even watching? If he didn't care about a letter like that, I'm sure he doesn't care about watching his son on TV.
Who knows? It's so sad. I thought he was darling. I thought Chris was adorable.
Yeah, I thought he was adorable. She seems to really like him, especially in the end when they're slow dancing to Richard Marks. Mm-hmm. It seems like they really actually have something, and I can see him getting to, like, top 10 now.
Oh, yeah. Even maybe top 8, top 7.
Yeah.
Sorry, Chris, I don't see you in the hometowns.
No, I don't see Chris in hometowns, but I see him getting a lot farther than I thought he was going to day one. Let's see.
I do too.
What else? We talk about the group football date. I mean, Clay gets hurt.
Why have we not talked about Clay. Jordan and David? Or have you guys?
Oh, we've already talked about them a ton before you got on the phone. So sorry, Michelle. But what do you have to say about that?
Handled Jordan. It is so funny. The stuff that comes out of his mouth, you're just like, this is real, right? Like, this is, but it's so entertaining. I found it to be so funny. And, like, I want him to stay on the show just for like, entertainment purposes.
Oh, well, don't worry. They'll make sure that happens.
Yeah. I mean, unbelievable.
Let's talk about how dramatic Lincoln is. Like, could Lincoln be more of.
About that football game?
He's the most dramatic man I've ever seen on the show. From the whole kissing Becca is like flying on the wings of a Pegasus to the way he was like, I hope David makes it through this.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Real dramatic.
Yeah. He's something. He's something.
He is something special.
Although I am surprised something came out about his
The pooping?
Stunt. Yeah.
Oh, the pooping?
Yeah, I don't hear anything about it yet.
Do you think that we're going to hear about this?
I'm not sure.
I don't think we are. Did you hear about this pooping thing?
What pooping thing?
Michelle? Oh, Christina, I'll let you do the honors.
Inform Michelle. I don't know if I can explain as good as you.
I don't think we've actually spoken about this on the podcast yet before. Mark, do you remember us talking about it?
I do not. This does not ring a bell with me.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Guys, okay, Christina doesn't want to talk about it, so I will.
Because, like, I don't know. I wouldn't be able to say it as much.
I don't want to spread any rumors, but this is what was said as to how Lincoln poops. He apparently doesn't poop in the toilet. All rumors, guys. We can't call our source, The Hollywood Reporter, about this. There's no confirmed facts, but apparently Lincoln poops. poops on toilet paper on the ground in the bathroom, and then he picks up the toilet paper and places it in the toilet.
No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Rumors.
What? Rumors. Rumors.
What in the world?
Allegedly,
are you talking
about? As Wendy Williams would say, allegedly, he poops on the floor.
What would be the benefits to something like this? Why would a person do such a thing?
I have no idea. There's not one thing. Like, you know.
Maybe they were their race.
Dean and his soap. Dean and his lack of soap use. Like, I understand where he's coming from. This is something. That is unfathomable to
me. A guy on the morning show, he had a roommate once that would use toilet paper in the trash can.
Oh, my God.
As he was growing up, they didn't have a good plumbing system that could accommodate toilet paper.
I'm about to barf. Just at that.
I can speak on that.
So there's got to be a reason.
Oh, wait. Well,
the way I was growing up in Russia, you didn't flush toilet paper. You put it in
You put it in the garbage bag?
Mm-hmm.
And did it smell the house up?
No.
No.
But there's more depth and explanation to all of this, and it's kind of mind-blowing, so I don't want to like mention in here really because it's kind of gross.
You can blow
well right. we definitely like, want gross, but if you're not comfortable with it, then it's fine.
It's only my experience, and again, I was growing up in an orphanage. In school we didn't have bathrooms in school. It would be like an outside,
like an outhouse, like a porta potty.
Not even a porta potty. It's like a wooden building where you have like holes in the ground.
Holes in the ground,
and you just stand and you do your thing. Sometimes I remember using, this is going to sound weird, book pages.
Book pages.
So if they're glossy, it's not good.
Oh, gosh.
So you have to find. Okay, that's too much.
No, that's not. I mean.
But that's where I'm from.
In, you know, in an orphanage in Russia, but is at the Bachelor Mansion.
True.
Did Lincoln have any, I don't know anything about his upbringing.
He grew up in multiple places throughout the world, but I think he predominantly lived in the United States, and I think he lived in Northern California.
Maybe this it's a feeling really... of the toilet is germy, and also as cavemen, we went on the ground, and maybe it's more natural.
Maybe he feels like he needs to squat that low. He can't sit. He has to like really get in the squat position. Okay.
This is the weirdest conversation I've ever been a part of.
Yeah. But it is interesting. And we are going to let you go now. We're going to leave you with this, Michelle.
On that note.
Thank you for joining us, Michelle. It has been a pleasure. You guys, make sure to go to michellemoney.com and sign up for some beauty classes inside and out and use our code ALMOSTFAMOUS.
Yes. Thank you, guys.
See ya.
Bye.
Sorry. I'm impressed with your life. Christina, growing up in an orphanage in Russia to an American television personality. I mean, that's an impressive journey for anybody.
There's quite a bit. I mean, obviously, certain things I just like block it out and wouldn't share. But then when topic comes up, I'm like, oh, wait, I remember this and this and that. So,
wow.
Yeah. I do remember like my parents now, I was adopted, bringing a couple books for us to read, but they were all in English. So I'm sorry, mom and dad, but some of these books had to go. Were being used for other things.
Uh-huh.
So that's why I'm like glossy pages. I'm like, no.
So when you got adopted and then you were able to use something that we take advantage every day, a toilet, was it like all sparkly and wonderful to you? Like all the just the benefits of having a plumbed house?
So inside the orphanage, we had toilets, but so here they have a seated cushion you can sit on, but if you lift it up, it's just glass bowl type thing.
Yeah.
So that's what we would sit on. And I was like, why is there water in here? Because we didn't have water inside our toilet. So it's like so strange, but there was a couple different things that I had to get used to.
So you had never sat on a regular toilet before
I was like, this is
nice. Adopted.
And now they have what commodes? Is that what it's called? Where they like clean you and air you and everything.
Bidets. Like, bidets.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm like, wow, okay. First world.
What about showers?
I don't know. I think that was new to me. Uh-huh.
Did you take like a bath and like
how did you take baths? This is going to be it's a little bit uncomfortable for me to talk about, but so there would be a room, there would be one shower, and it would be like set up kind of like a table. Mm-hmm. So you would get a bucket, and it's usually not like one person. Mm-hmm. It's like multiple kids would be in the room.
Yeah.
And they like use their own bowl to clean up. Mm-hmm. So occasionally, if you're a young one, you do not get to use the shower. It's always seniority. So if you're older, you like go call dibs and whatnot. But showers, this is going to sound weird, but you would go and wash up properly maybe once or twice a week. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it was up to you to use the bathroom. Well, girls would inside like the orphanage, because if you wanted like a proper shower, you would have to leave the orphanage, go elsewhere.
Okay.
So at least that's my experience again.
Okay.
How old were you when you were adopted?
12.
Wow.
So you were going through like puberty and stuff in the orphanage.
I don't think I hit.
You don't think you hit it yet?
I think I came.
That must be a horrible time for girls in the orphanage.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, not that every, you know, the entire experience is probably horrible.
Sorry, guys.
All right.
Is it weird? I'm sorry. Is it weird for you that Russia's in the news every day here in the newspaper? Is that a weird feeling for you?
It kind of is.
Yeah.
Where I was, it was kind of secluded. Like, I didn't hear, I've said this multiple times, I didn't hear about the 9/11 mm-hmm. incident.
Mm-hmm. You never heard about 9/11 until you were here.
I remember somebody older saying, like, hey, you should watch the news. And I'm like, I'm 12. Like, mm-hmm. I want to play games and whatever. She was like, well, you might want to educate yourself. And at that point, I was like, okay. And still went outside and played. So when I came here, that's when I started learning all about
American history.
Mm-hmm. And one thing that stood out to me, I was in, I think, seventh grade. And I had a girl in my class by the name of Katrina. And everyone would like make posters about like Katrina and all of that. And I'm like, why are they praising this girl? Well, it was Hurricane Katrina.
Hmm.
I was like, wow. So, I mean, I didn't know any English then or anything. So,
wow.
Yeah.
What was your typical meal like in the orphanage?
One thing I hate the most is lentils, because I remember sitting down and having to eat a bowl of lentils, and they would not let me get up until I finished the bowl. And if the teacher's like walking around, I would like take a scoop and put it in the person next to me, like here.
So you'd rather not eat? Oh, they made you eat everything?
I mean, I think I remember as a kid, I don't know how elastic time is, but I remember it was like either 45 minutes. I felt like I was sitting there forever, and I'm like, there's no way I'm going to eat this, because I was either full, I couldn't finish, or I just didn't want it.
Mm-hmm.
But I just remember like scooping it to my person next to me. I was like, will you eat this for me so I can leave?
When you were adopted and your mom started cooking you dinner, were you just like, wow, food is so excellent?
My mom's BLTs are the best.
So. Okay. Well,
oh, speaking of food.
Yes, speaking of food.
What a natural. That was yeah.
There you go. Have you tried Blue Apron yet?
Something similar to that.
Okay. Well, Blue Apron is my favorite. They just teamed up with The Extraordinaire, the ultimate like female icon, Chrissy Teigen.
Oh, yes.
She's so great. She's bringing some of her favorite recipes to Blue Apron so you can make all Chrissy's favorites at home. For the next 6 weeks of wildly fun, flavorful cooking featuring recipes like garlic and soy glazed shrimp with charred broccoli and hot green pepper sauce and sesame chicken noodles with bok choy, you can get all of Chrissy's favorites on Blue Apron. It's convenient because it delivers fresh pre-portioned ingredients and step-by-step recipes right to your door, and everything can be cooked in under 45 minutes. The menu changes every week based on what's in season and is designed by Blue Apron's in-house culinary team. Blue Apron offers 12 new recipes each week, including Chrissy's, and customers can pick 1, 3, 4 recipes based on whatever fits their schedule best. Blue Apron only sends non-GMO ingredients and meat with no added hormones. What I love about Blue Apron is that it's easy to use, but it's also delicious. It's prepared by a team of professional chefs that put a lot of care into creating these recipes each week. A lot of creativity goes into this. And this food is going to kind of like, it's kind of going to enhance your life. You're going to use these recipes in the future. You can share these recipes. You can write them down and pass them on to your kids one day. So check out this week's menu and get your first 3 meals for free at blueapron.com/almostfamous. That is blueapron.com/almostfamous to get your first 3 meals for free. And once you get these meals, you're going to be hooked, and then you're going to be using Blue Apron like every week Because Blue Apron, it's a better way to cook.
Way to impress someone if you're trying to cook.
Oh,
for them.
Oh, it's definitely. We've always been talking about how Ben needs to like put on that Blue Apron and like cook for a lady. Amy wants him to do it for her.
Experiment.
Would that work for you?
Heck yeah, I like a guy who can cook.
A guy can cook?
Yeah.
Can Dean cook?
Even if you, what, who?
I don't know. All right, moving on. Are you ready to do our reenactment, our dramatic portrayal of?
Wait, I'm not doing it, am I?
Yeah, you are. Oh my goodness.
No way.
It's not, it's an actual monologue.
Yes, you do it.
It's all on me. All right, here goes my acting skills. This is Jordan talking to David. David, if you think you're sending me home, you're not. You're a skeleton of a man, David. Hey, cheers to you being a bitch. I just had to go and talk to Becca. Don't talk to me about her. It's been a pleasure. No matter what, it's been a pleasure. David, you're living in a world of fiction in your own head. Your perception of reality is your reality, and your reality is not the same reality as mine. So if you think you need to chill out, have a drink, and stop talking to me, I don't have to look. I don't have to go back to anything. Thank you, David. Thank you for showering me with attention. Thank you so much. This is exactly what I want. It's funny. You think I'm a joke. I am a Wilhelmina model. I don't think you know what that means. I have an image. If you're trying to tear down my image and my 3-year contract with them, it's actually pretty serious. Something some people consider the top. If you're trying to do that, you're failing at that because guess what? Attached to me is professionality. It's my face. Everything I do, it's in the way I walk. It's in the way I talk. So if you want to try to wreck my image, you'll never succeed. You know why? Because my image is me.
Woo! Bravo.
I have no idea what I was saying half that time. Like most of that made no sense. And guys, that wasn't because I was reading it wrong. It's because...
It's Jordan.
Thank you for...
But I mean, that's quite a monologue.
That was quite the thing. Did he really do that, a monologue, without having David interject in that? Because that is mumbo jumbo.
I think I love Jason's response to that and Willis's. They just sat there and they were like, okay.
Oh, the guys were cracking up the entire time. They could not. They just could not. And Jason, before we move on with Bachelor emails... Let's talk about Jason and how amazing he is. What a dark horse.
Yeah.
You like him, right?
So far what I've seen of him, yeah. Initially when the pictures came out, whatever, I didn't think he would be a standout. But I think Becca likes him too, and you can see that. She's smitten by him.
She forgot his name, though.
She still has a crush on him.
Yeah, she forgot his name, and he handled it marvelously.
Yeah.
What a guy. All right. Let's see. This email is from Brooke. I feel like there's always a girl named Brooke emailing us. Maybe Amy just really loves Brooke's emails. I was hoping y'all would touch on this on the podcast. Becca met up with Joe. I thought we did. Oh, we didn't. I forgot. We talked about that. We didn't talk about that, but it was on the rundown last week. Becca met up with Joe, the hot grocer, in Chicago. She gave out Joe a shout out on Instagram, and they've met up at the store. The guy was... bathing suit shopping. I wonder what he was bathing suit shopping for. And I wonder if Joe was going to be, you know, like let's just like basically confirm it. Joe is definitely in paradise. He's in paradise. But I wonder if Joe was supposed to be in paradise before everybody freaked out about him not making it past week one. Do you think that he was on the paradise list, or they were like, oh, wow, everybody loves Joe. We got to add him to that list.
Oh, he was going to go to paradise either way.
You think so?
I think it helped when everyone was like, we love Joe.
Yeah, definitely. So that was cool that Becca made the effort to go and see Joe while she was in Chicago. Oh, and here's another question that we've already now discussed on this podcast. She goes, how have you not talked about Lincoln allegedly pooping on the floor? Oh, yeah. He was apparently pooping on the floor at his old job. So we don't really know if it rolled over to his time in the house. Do you know if the guys have made mention of that?
There's rumors? I don't, and I hope he didn't.
Okay.
She sent the link, and I just read the article she sent. It's fascinating. But the people do think it was a germaphobe situation. The toilets were so gross, he would not go near it.
Okay. that's an excuse, but yeah, it's not a good
one. You can't say it makes sense.
It's not a good one. You know what? You can use a little Clorox wipe on the toilet before you sit down.
Also, it's not, you know, statistics will show you there's not that much bacteria on a toilet seat.
No.
And it's just going to get back at the back of your thighs anyway. And you can always use a toilet seat cover. Like, there are other ways.
Yeah. There's so many other ways. Yeah, put toilet paper on the toilet or whatever.
Because you know what's gross at the bathroom floor?
Yeah, so much dirtier. So much dirtier.
Yeah.
Her third question. She goes, it was posted on Facebook that Leo was in a softcore porn. I'm sorry. How are these guys vetted again? With further investigation from the group, it's apparently called high-heeled homicide. Okay, I may watch this when I get home just for shits and giggles. Oops, I should I'm terrified to type this into the search bar, so if you all choose to talk about this, I'll let you guys see for yourselves. If I were the Bachelorette and I kissed a guy who was in a porn, I would lose it. So once I first heard about Leo being in a softcore porn, I go, what is the difference between softcore and hardcore porn? Apparently, and excuse me, gentlemen in the room, you may know better than us. Is softcore when they don't show the private parts?
Correct.
Okay. So it's kind of like a sexy video.
Yes, lots of action.
But okay.
But they never show.
But no genitalia.
Oh, so they're like actually doing it.
I don't think they're doing it.
Oh, they're not.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, it's all a simulation.
I think it's like Showtime late at night.
Okay, so what makes rated R movies?
Rated R movies? I know. What's the difference between softcore porn and rated R movies?
Softcore has more action in it.
Just like it's like a full
and
scene
R will
of
have
just
like violence and like bad words.
Also, no, it's less see lots of sexy scenes in R movies.
But I think Shades of Grey porn is less legitimate than an R-rated theatrical film. I think a softcore means it's just kind of late night cable kind of garbage.
Okay. So basically, you're watching a sex scene out of a movie context.
There's very little. There's some context, but not much.
Okay. All right. Yeah, Leo was in a softcore porn, and apparently, he also plays some. He plays a minion, I think, over at Universal Studios sometimes.
Leo, you guys have got explaining range to do.
We have another fun email. It's a little off topic from The Bachelor, but first we have got to talk about something that we are both big proponents of, right, Christina?
Yes.
What is it?
FabFitFun.
FabFitFun box is actually getting so, so great. Have you gotten your summer box yet?
I have not.
You have not? Well, Christina hasn't gotten her summer box yet, but I have, and it is so terrific. It has an amazing Tarte contour kit. It comes up with a powder contour and a creme contour. They also have this really cute Yumi Kim makeup train case. Aphoria Luna, guys. Aphoria Luna. These things cost like $80 at least. And it's in the FabFitFun box that you're going to get when you go to FabFitFun.com. Use the code AlmostFamous. And you're going to get the box itself, the whole box with the Tarte makeup, the makeup tote, the Pier 1 stuff, and the Aphoria Luna for $39.99. Guys, you're not, I know, you're like, this math is not adding up, but it does because the FabFitFun box is the most incredible deal in the world. They're going to get you a box that's valued at, this one is over $300, and you're going to get the box for $39.99. I know. It's weird, but that's just how it goes. And that's why Khloe Kardashian, Bethany Frankel, Martina McBride, Ashley Tisdale, Ashley Simpson, Ayesha Curry, and so many of your favorite Bachelor and Bachelorettes love the FabFitFun box. It's going to be delivered right to your door. Feels like Christmas 4 times a year. Some of my skincare favorites I've discovered through this box, like Kate Somerville's Exfoliate, Dr. Brandt's exfoliant. And then they also have cute little places for your apartment, you know, like there's a ring dish from Pier 1. And don't tell me you can walk into Pier 1 and find anything under $39.99. But you're going to get that in this box along with so many other things. So go to FabFitFun.com, use the code AlmostFamous, get $10 off your first FabFitFun box, making it only $39.99.
Every day I get out of the shower and I see there on the counter, I see the Pier 1 marble ring dish and on top of it is the Aphoria Luna Fofo.
See?
My wife loves the summer box.
It's really good. The summer box is actually, it's a joke. You're like, wait, how did you guys get all of this for me?
It makes for great gifts too.
Oh, it's really good gift giving. All right. Final email is from Claire. And Claire, I know what this email is about, and I kind of take back my words from last week. I'm going to read it, and then I'm going to explain. Dear Ben and Ashley, when you guys were discussing Chris Pratt, Ben asked, is he really that good looking? I would have to agree with Ashley in saying that based on looks alone, I don't find him super attractive. However, I still find him extremely appealing because of his charm, personality, sense of humor, and let's be honest, fame, for what he lacks in looks. This brings me to my point. Why does Bachelor Nation have to be a beautiful people convention? What are your guys' thoughts on this? Oh, and then they asked, she asked Ben, as a former bachelor, if you were to do it all again, would you be open to having women who didn't currently fit the contestant mold for looks?
Interesting.
Okay. Well, I actually, Claire, I think Chris Pratt's actually really hot. Last week I said he wasn't like the most stunning person, but I think Chris Pratt in Jurassic Park is like, wow, holy moly. Mm-hmm. It's when he's tan and sweaty that he gets really, he's really hot.
That's true.
Tan and sweaty. That's why I like the guys in Paradise.
Good.
But what do you think, Christine? I'm going to throw this back on you.
Yeah.
If they just had, you know, six and sevens on The Bachelor.
I mean, personalities make up for it a lot.
It's true.
I just don't like a lot of past Bachelor contestants because I see them like on TV, and it's kind of, I know you're supposed to give a person like a chance, get to know them type thing, but it's like in the back of your mind, you already know that they were with this person and that's how they were portrayed. I don't know. I think there are a lot of attractive people on The Bachelor, Bachelorettes. I don't know. I'm trying to find a way because I'm like, wait, I'm trying to think of a person that's like,
I think
not
question,
attractive,
okay,
but I'm
the,
like,
the
okay,
question,
they all are.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think we could even use Jason.
Jason,
as an example, he's definitely good looking. Like, he's a nice looking guy, but would you turn and look at him on the street? No.
Okay, that hair.
Yeah.
Probably, I'll be like, hold on. I would
Why? Because
do
he does have good hair. Like, I know.
Good hair, but I'm like, that's not my style. But then again.
Maybe Chris. Like, I wouldn't turn. I think Chris is actually the perfect example because I didn't think Chris was that cute. And then he had his one-on-one this week. And then I was like, no, I see it. He's so cute. Once I got to learn his personality, I thought he was a lot cuter.
That's a good example.
I don't know if we're answering your question, Claire. I know you're saying, like, should we have more average-looking people on the show?
But in a way, it's like, I don't know. Everyone's average. It's just, I don't know.
It's a noble thought, but would America be interested in watching such a show?
That's what I was going to say. Like, do you want to, is it a show? Would it be as interesting as a show if it wasn't all these beautiful people trying to fight over one guy or in Paradise? Like, all these beautiful people trying to fight for one another? I don't know. Because then wouldn't it just be kind of like real life?
Bunch of dad bods and muffin tops out there in Paradise?
It would just be like, it would be like how there's like a hot guy in real life and all these girls are after him. But it makes it more interesting to see like more model-esque looking people after model-esque looking people.
Do you think people are going to watch the Miss America pageant now that they've removed the evening gown and swimsuit competitions?
They've removed the evening gown?
They did not, did they?
I knew that they removed the swimsuit,
they were revamping the evening gown competition. That's what...
Well, then what do they wear? Jeans and a t-shirt?
I don't know. I'm very curious. But I might tune in the first time, but I'm not sure the world's going to tune in anymore after the changes they made.
It's not the gowns or the bathing suits that make you watch the show. It's
competition aspect.
That is not what makes these girls beautiful. These girls just have beautiful faces and bodies. And it'll be shine, and that will shine regardless of what they're wearing, I think.
I do think if you see somebody in the bathing suit, think of Victoria's Secret fashion shows. All girls tune in, and that gives us something to look up to. So them removing the bathing suit aspect of the competition, I think it's just, oh, you have a pretty face, like, but girls like to see the fitness, the workout, how your body looks, something to strive towards.
I guess you're
even
right.
Even though they always ask, hey, why don't you just be normal? And
I'm in the minority because when I watch a Victoria's Secret fashion show, I'm just like, I want their face, I want their face, I want their face. I was like, I don't necessarily want their body because they are so skinny, and I feel like a lot of guys like curves. Like,
oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
But for me, I'm like, wow, that muscle did not exist, so what can I do to get it?
Yeah.
It's just
interesting. But Claire, I don't have an answer for you. But I don't see it happening. That is my answer.
Before we leave, we have to give a little shout out to 786 Degrees Pizza. The California Pizza Festival is coming to Los Angeles on July 28th and 29th. I'm going to definitely be there. Didn't know until I just read that. One of the pizzas represented will be 786 Degrees Pizza from Sun Valley, California. They were awarded the best restaurant in California by USA Today. I'm going to go get a piece of pizza outside. And they are also number one in Los Angeles by Yelp. So you've got to try them out. Get your tickets to the California Pizza Festival this summer at www.calipizzafestival.com.
July Christina. 28th and 29th.
Are you going to be joining me at the pizza festival?
Heck yeah.
Yum.
I want to try all the pizzas. I love pizzas. Yum. I went and actually, I ordered barbecue chicken pizza the next day. I went and I got very tasty pizza from the butcher's daughter. I had like two pizzas
in
my fridge.
What a felony.
So I'm going to this pizza festival.
It beats lentils.
Oh yeah. My God.
When was the first time you had pizza?
Yeah, when I came here. Actually, I think it was in Europe whenever I had to travel.
That's a good
over.
Place. That's probably
eating
a good place
with a
to
knife
get pizza.
And a fork.
You ate it with a knife and a fork.
I think that's European style.
I think you're right. I think in Italy they do sometimes do that.
Mm-hmm. And then I came here and go.
Well, you came to America. You were adopted. I'm sorry, we're back on.
No, we love it. I love it. It's so fascinating.
So interesting.
Yeah.
You were adopted by a family and they lived where?
Kentucky.
Kentucky. So that was your first taste of America was Kentucky.
No. I came actually. So my flight was from where I was to Moscow. It was like 9 hours by flight.
Wow.
From Moscow to Paris, that was probably like 6 hours. Then from that to Miami. And that's where I was like, hold on. It was June 10th. Today's June 10th, my 14 years.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you. I just snapped out
of it. Oh my gosh, happy anniversary.
It is the 10th, right? It's the 11th.
Oh, you missed it yesterday.
I did, I guess. But so I came to Miami and I remember, I guess this is when they were still doing the checkpoint every 12th person or something like that. And I got singled out and I'm like, what is happening?
Oh my gosh, like, that's so scary.
Every random person, actually. Okay, so I saw palm trees and I was like, what is this? I saw different ethnicities and I was like, what is this?
Had you seen any America on television or I'm guessing there wasn't a lot of television in the
orphanage? There wasn't a lot of television, but when there was, it was like English speaking and Russian over. Obviously, uh-huh. I understood Russian. But I saw it on TV, but not enough to kind of, Anyway, so I remember going to the gas station and being able to pick out anything I wanted. And then go to the counter, and it was like $1.99, and I'm like, "What is this?" In Russia, it would be like two rubles, flat out. I was like, "Wait, I can pick food up and just like take it and go to the counter." Oh. There, they would give it to you. I'll be like, "Hey, I want that piece of gum," and they would take it and give it to you.
Oh, I see.
So a little bit of culture shock, but then I was like, "I hope where I'm going, there's no palm trees because it was too much of a change too soon." And now I'm like, "Hello, palm trees!"
I know, palm trees are the
living
best.
In LA now. Yeah. So culture shock for sure.
Well, I've read your story actually in the last 20 minutes. I've been reading up on your story some more, and it's fascinating. You're on a really bad path, and you've really made a life for yourself. So I think that's inspirational. I really do.
Well, thank you. Yeah. I'm really trying to inspire others. It's possible.
It's really cool.
Thanks, guys. And thanks for having me today.
Well, Christina, thank you for joining us and giving us all your thoughts on the episode and all your inside knowledge and telling us a little bit about your life. Also, thank you to our sponsors, Blue Apron, FabFitFun, Hubble Contacts, FrameBridge, and ThreadUp. And thank you guys for joining me and listening to me without Ben here. It means the world.
Next week?
You're a natural.
The opposite.
Next week, I will be away and Ben will be here and you'll have a great time with him as well. I love you guys. Thank you so much. Bye.
Bye, guys.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.